Good morning. What up? What's happening? Welcome back to the greatest motherfucking podcast on the face of the earth. You are tuned back in to, you know the name. It is the LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. Today is Thursday, February the 13th. We're approximately one day before Valentine's Day, but I got great news today. I have a celebration. I have something to announce. We are at 100,000 downloads on this podcast as of today. And I can't do anything but thank all of you for listening to me rant and rave and sometimes even disappear throughout the almost year that I've been doing this podcast. So I can't be any more excited considering the fact that I just do this shit literally talking through my phone on this Anchor app. And today we stand at 100,000 downloads. So a round of applause to you for sharing this or telling people about it or doing what you do, man. Last couple of days have been pretty cool, man. I went, let me see, because I missed out doing the, I missed doing my Tuesday episode. Was it Tuesday? Yeah, I missed doing my Tuesday episode as well as my Wednesday episode. So Tuesday, I went, got up with Kevin Hart again, got with Kevin and the Plastic Cup Boys, and I sat in on the Straight From the Heart radio show because Kevin is here shooting a movie for the next 4 months. So got to feel that energy in the room. It was pretty good. Everybody was cool. Good seeing the bodyguards and all the people and Spank and Naeem and Wayne and Harry and Joey, and set up, chopped it up, and then Rodney Perry was there as well, so we all set up and chopped it up or whatever, and they had some pretty interesting topics that they talked about. And then after that, ended up leaving, and I got Spank and a couple of the guys to come with me to Cat's Cafe, where I did an impromptu 15 minutes and just had a great time. And I've been on stage a lot more lately, and I'm telling you this, your boy is on fire. I have to say it. Shows have been really great. It's just, you know, doing comedy and getting on this stage every night, especially if you are young, that's all you got to do. If you a new comedian, a lot of times comedians ask me, man, what should I do? Nigga, stay on stage every fucking day. Attempt to get on stage every day. And you're just going to be better. It's going to make you the best. It's all repetition. Getting your ass on that stage, walking and talking that stage is going to help you win in this game called comedy. Last night, my set, I was, what was I at? I was at this fucking club called The Element, which was way the fuck out in Snailville. It was hood. I mean, when I first got out the car, I was like, ah, fuck. What the fuck am I doing here? You know, I'm thinking about it being with Schumer and doing the show with Seinfeld and Seth Meyers and shit and being in New York at the Cellar. I got out the car. I'm like, yo, why the fuck did I accept this show? So I got in there, you know what I'm saying? Just a little spot, just regular working folks, you know. This fucking pool table. A lot of times them shows with the pool table in the back are the worst shows. So when I saw the pool table, I'm like, God damn, why am I doing this? So I was outside talking, the show was going on or whatever. And then it was my turn. And I can honestly say, man, I had such a great fucking time. And I had a true out-of-body experience on that stage last night. Shit was just coming to me. And not only that, but one of the things, like when I'm doing stand-up, I like to be able to create on stage. My best shows are when I come up with something new. When I come up with something new and fresh and it works dead in the moment. You know, that is like my best shows. So I got up there and I'm killing. Didn't want to leave. I'm pretty sure I did about an hour and 30 minutes last night. I did not want to leave. I just wanted to stay on stage the whole time. And it was just a surreal experience. I slept really well last night. And still putting out the positive energy, speaking shit into existence, and talking to the universe during my sets. And it's just, it's amazing. It is amazing. This journey, this whole journey is fucking amazing, you know. Even when the money is low, I have to still keep my head up. That's one thing, too. If you're doing some shit and you trying to make something happen, don't get deterred when the money is low. Get happy. When the money get low, get happy. Fuck it. Like, just increase your work ethic in another area. But don't sit to get depressed and worry about the paper. It'll come back, you know. So, that is that, man. But I've been able to grow this podcast. One day, I'm guessing I do this shit on YouTube. But I need like a podcast. And if anybody that listens to me, if you know of a podcast network in Atlanta that will be willing to do a revenue share. Like, I come in, do the podcast, the people cut it up, put it on YouTube, and we do like some type of revenue split. That would be fucking ideal for me. So, if anybody knows anybody, or anybody listening to this that knows somebody, please contact me on Instagram or Twitter or any of those places where I can be contacted. Please. Another thing, too, I need to go delete my name off of fucking Gig Salad. I'm on this website called Gig Salad. Gig Salad is a place where I guess comics, clowns, jugglers, you know what I mean? This is a place where ordinary, everyday people go to book talent. And I have to take my name out of that shit. I really need to delete it because the offers that I get on this fucking site are fucking horrible. Horrible. And I typically quote them insane prices because I don't want to do the shit. And I can't, as a comic, I don't do house parties. I think that's just a death trap. I'm not going to come to your fucking house. I'm not going to be in your basement. I'm not coming to your backyard barbecue. Now, I'm not knocking any comedians who've done that. I've been doing this shit almost 20 years. Do what you do. But I can't do it just because a lot of times those situations can get out of hand. If you roast the cousin that just got out of jail, he's going to run up and want to beat you up in front of his family. And then, like, I'm so frightened by the whole family jumping on me or some shit and they kicking my ass and you can't call the police because they're going to be like, we didn't see nothing and you just fucked up at a cookout. That scares me. I don't do that kind of shit. Only way I do the motherfucking nigga got to give me like $10,000. No, I want 10 grand. I do it. 10,000. Then I know for that investment, you make sure everybody quiet and nobody's trying to kick a comic's ass or fuck with a comic, you know? But no, I typically stay away from those. Well, I guess I can wrap this shit up. I don't have much more to talk about. I've been taking some supplements too, these Korean Panax ginsengs. Pretty good. Oh, before I go, I need to talk to you guys about the coronavirus. I want to talk to you about the coronavirus and what this virus is. So, the coronavirus is a virus that occurs in animals and in humans. Now, all of us have experienced a form of coronavirus because it typically shows up as the common cold. So if you ever had a common cold, you've had human coronavirus. Also, we have experienced coronavirus. We experienced coronavirus like a outbreak in 2002, which was called SARS. And then in 2012, we had MERS. So basically what happens in this coronavirus with SARS and MERS, the virus, the coronavirus that's found in animals, it typically is able to replicate and protein bind and be transmitted over to humans. And that's when it gets dangerous. That's why it's kind of dangerous, but I do think this will be contained. I know it's like a lot of shit talk, people going crazy or whatever. Now, the fatality rate for SARS, I believe, in 2002, I think it was like at about 12%. For MERS, I believe the, and this is fatality, was about 7%. And right now, the coronavirus is about at 4%. So the coronavirus, there's no cure for this right now, because this is a totally new virus. And it was somehow, it started in Wuhan, China. And they're saying it came from snakes. So some motherfucker drank some snake blood or some snake juice and got infected. Now, the thing with this virus is, if the person coughs, the virus can live outside of the body, meaning in the air, or like on the stairway, on the rail, wherever, it can live outside the body for approximately 3 days. So even though there's no cure for it, you can avoid this shit by basically staying out of China, number one. Number two, keep your hands out of your T-zone, which is your eyes, nose, and mouth region. Keep it out of that area, because that's where viruses enter. And I believe, I mean, shit, just spraying yourself off with Lysol. But I think that the virus is being like overreported, and it's just something for the news to talk about. I don't think it's necessarily as bad as it is. And it's nowhere near as bad as Ebola, which had a 72% mortality rate. This shit is like at 4%. So I'm pretty sure this virus will get under control like the rest of them, and we'll be okay. So I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm signing off, and I will see you tomorrow. My name is LeVar Walker, and this is another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. You take care.